Good day, everybody. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. Let's see here. I kind of just stumbled in here, so I'm getting organized. Listening Lyrics is the name of the show. I'm your host, Peter Pastor. And today, we're going to have a theme for the show. And the theme is going to be stories. Every song has a story. And most songs are written about stories, whether it's a story about heartache, love, loss, what else is there, whatever. So we're going to be playing some songs from Charlie Parr and John McCutcheon. Those are the two feature artists. And the reason I'm starting with Charlie Parr is because he, when he was maybe 10 years old, his father gave him a guitar. It was a broken down thing, and he needed to fix it up, and his father said, you're going to have to do it all yourself. And he did. And Charlie fell in love with folk music, and he yearned for more. But he lived in a small town in Austin, Minnesota. And so he went to the library. And there he found some more CDs with folk music. But then, because he was living in an age before the digital age, so he was maybe in the early 90s, according to his age, around 90. So he goes to the library, he loans them, and lo and behold, back in those days, if you remember, you could see who's checked out the same books or records. And so he loved the genre so much, he decided to start contacting these people that have loaned these records and talked to them about it. And he said he learned so much from talking to these people with the exact same genre of music that he was really striving to learn about. So when his father died, it had a profound effect on him. And he wrote many songs about the stories that his father told him. And so I'm going to play two songs by Charlie. One that he wrote himself called Over the Red Cedar. And then he's singing a song that someone else had a story. And that story was told to him by John Lennon and Paul McCartney. So he's going to sing that story. So here we go. Charlie Parr.
Got the doolies on his pickup. When the dealer gave him a
Before this song, you heard Rocky Raccoon by Charlie Parr and Nicholas Davis. So who's to say you can't make up a story? John Lennon did and Paul McCartney did on Rocky Raccoon. Oh, before that, you heard Over This Red Cedar, also by Charlie Parr. All righty. Let's just continue here. Three Sisters Garden in West Sacramento works to inspire and empower youth programming through gardening, like the Three Sisters Legend Championship Planting. Squash, corn, beans. Three Sister Garden believe our communities thrive when our youth, adults, and elders work together. Ain't that something, huh? As part of their community work, Three Sister donate 40% of their crops to local food programs and homes. Hey, this sounds like a worthy volunteer thing. If you're interested, go to 3sistersgardens.com, and 3 is the number 3, sistersgardens.com. You're listening to KDRT 95.7 right here in Davis, California. In the background, you're hearing African Summer with UMass Akela and Herb Alpert. Let's just finish that out before we go into our next story thing. Fade out with that. Let me introduce John McCutcheon. John is a folk singer and a storyteller, and a big-time storyteller. Travels all over the world, really, telling stories. But I'm going to let him share a story and then sing a story about just what we're talking about. Making songs come alive because they're a true story in this case.
1948, a plane took off from San Jose, California, bound for El Centro, California. It was a plane that was chartered. By the Immigration and Naturalization Service. And on board, in addition to a crew of three, was an INS agent and 28 Mexican nationals, all of whom were in this country legally under the Bracero program. Their work visas had expired and they were being sent to El Centro to a camp to be processed for deportation back into Mexico and inevitably signing up for the Bracero program and beginning that entire cycle all over again. Shortly after takeoff, the left engine developed a problem and the plane went down in the Los Gatos Creek Canyon about an hour west of Fresno, and all on board were lost. The following morning, the New York Times reported the crash, noting the name, age, and hometowns of the crew and the INS agent. And in this article, you can still find online, it said also on board were 28 Mexican agricultural workers set for deportation. And one of the many hundreds of thousands of people who read that article on the morning of January 29th, 1948, was Woody Guthrie. And he sat down and he penned what many people say is his last great song. I recorded the song on the album I did in honor of Woody's 100th birthday. And I realized that as I was touring with the album, I was going to be playing in Fresno, California on the 65th anniversary of that crash. And so I decided to do a little more research so I could be informative at the concert in Fresno, because it was the nearest town to the crash site. And in doing that research, I discovered that those 28 people were buried in a mass grave at the Holy Cross Cemetery in Fresno. So I told my roadie that day, I said, we're going to get to Fresno a little early. And we went to the Holy Cross Cemetery, which had been closed since 1967 for overcrowding. And as we stood looking upon these acres of markers, my roadie asked the obvious question. He said, how in the world are we ever going to find this grave? And it came to me. I said, well, you look for a place where there might be 28 bodies buried and only one headstone. And it was easy to find. And as I stood there praying over that grave, it occurred to me, wait a minute, all these people had work visas. Why have they been anonymous all these years, so anonymous that Woody Guthrie wrote a song about them being anonymous? It turns out two other people were thinking the exact same thing about the same time. A young man named Carlos Rascon, who had recently been put in charge of this closed cemetery by the Archdiocese of Fresno, saw this big expanse and said, who's here? What's the story with this? And another young man who grew up in the valley named Tim Hernandez. And they both were looking for those names, and we all three simultaneously came upon those names. And on Labor Day the following year, thanks to the generosity of people from across this country, some of whom are in this audience tonight, they had a great celebration and unveiled a gravestone over those graves, finally giving those people their names and a proper Christian burial. Now, this is not a story about a good deed. No, this is a story about never forgetting that the small things we do in this life matter. And that a song kept this story alive for 6.5 decades. Till three people who were not even born when it was written discovered the secret that was there all along. Oh, the crops are rolling, peaches are rotting, the oranges piled high in the creosote dumps. Flying us back to the Mexican border to take all our money, swim back again. My father's own father waded that river. They took all the money in his life. My brothers and sisters all work in the fruit trees, rode in that truck till they took down and died. Goodbye to my wife.
Well, now, that was unexpected, wasn't it? Right during the middle of that song? Wow. Okay, we're going to have to do something else then, aren't we? We're going to have to continue without that song. Well, let's just continue without that song. John, and I apologize for that, and that song is available, and I will look it up and try to squeeze it in before we sign off for the day. Anyways, let's continue with John, though. John wrote many songs about many different topics. And I heard this song that you're about to hear next. And that is one that created an interest. I have a good friend in Southern California. His name is Ed. And he's a vet, and he asked a veterinary vet, animal doctor is what I'm trying to say, and he's had many pets over his life, and he's always wondered if pets go to heaven, and if he goes to heaven, will pets be able to allow to talk to him? Would he understand him, and would he know how they thought he kept care of them? Well, Ed, this song's for you because John McCutcheon wrote a song about that. And here you go.
Got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Others clap their hands or paws or anything they got. You gotta listen to the bass. It's the one on the bottom as the bullfrog croaks and the hippopotamus moans and groans with a big to-do. The old cow just goes moo. Now the dogs and the cats are going to take up the middle where the honeybee hums. The crickets fiddle, the donkey brays and the pony neighs. The old coyote howls. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Others clap their hands or paws or anything they got now. Hoot owl hollers over everything. The jaybird disagrees. Singing in the nighttime, singing in the day. The little duck quacks, he's on his way. And the possum ain't got much to say. The porcupine talks to himself. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher. Some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Others clap their hands or paws or anything they got now. Well, it's a simple song, a living song everywhere with the fox and the ox, the grizzly bear and the grumpy alligator and the hawk above, the sly raccoon and the turtle dove. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Others clap their hands or paws or anything they got now. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Others clap their hands or paws or anything they got now. All God's creatures got a place in the choir. Some sing low, some sing higher, some sing out loud on the telephone wire. Others clap their hands or paws or anything they got.
They clap their hands or clap their paws or clap anything they got. All right, that answers the question. They'll be in the choir. Okay, for the next couple of stories, I'm going to get a little personal now. The next one is a story that someone that I didn't know, it's really a one-sentence story, that's all. But he came within the width of a hair of me not having this wonderful life I've had with my wife for almost 54 years. And that is when we were dating. I was in Cleveland on some work, and she came up. And as I met her out the car at the parking lot and walked her into the hotel, this guy, this idiot who stood behind the counter and checked people in, said, and by now he knew me, he said, "Hey, Peter, who are you bringing in tonight?" That devastated Jeannie. And, of course, he just made it up. He thought he was joking. So people wrote songs about stuff like that, and I'm going to play two of them. So take a listen, Tracy Chapman and Sufjan Stevens.
There is fiction in the space between the lines on your page of memories. Write it down, but it doesn't mean you're not just telling stories. Thank you.
Just previously, you heard Should Have Known Better by Sufjan Stevens. And before that, Telling Stories, Tracy Chapman. In the background, you're hearing Old Man Long Beans by our very local Davisite, Roger Kunkel. If you've never, ever been to one of KDRT's Suds and Sounds, I am now personally inviting you to come and meet and mix with the KDRT volunteers. Not only us, but also other customers right there at, of course, Armadillo Music. So if you don't know what I look like, or whatever your favorite DJ is on KDRT, or if they're really so bright and wonderful in person as they are on the air, you should actually come down. And, you know, every month, so this is now August, on the last Wednesday of the month, from 4 to 6 at Armadillo Music, between 2nd and 3rd on F Street, we will be there. So come, pick an album. If it's not sealed, we can play it for you. But this month, we have a bass player who used to be in the Natalie Cortez band and the founding member of the 50 Watt Heavy. Christopher Casals is joining us. It'll be the Suds and Sounds set will be his first solo show in Davis since the Blue Mango in the early 90s. Can you believe that? Probably half of the people there wouldn't have been born yet. But anyways, you're invited to come. So that's Armadillo Music. That's last Wednesday. So this coming Wednesday, August 28th at Armadillo Music for Davis or KDRT Suds and Sounds. All right, one more story and a couple of songs. So I went to a celebration of life for someone, and many of the deceased friends and some of the caregivers and nurses and family, of course, were there to share stories and honor the gentleman's life that had just passed. And he did have a good life. And I'm sitting in the room watching people come in and fill the chairs up, and some small talk and quiet talk. And then comes through the door a lady dressed with a very tight t-shirt on that was obviously very old, and it had a portrait of a vegetable on there. And I thought, well, this is kind of odd. And then she had very short shorts on, also with a vegetable on it. And I thought, yeah, some people just have no respect for what is going on here. They just don't understand. And I was kind of stunned. But anyways, I made that judgment that she didn't have any respect. But you know what happened was, in reality, she was a caregiver, and that was her way of telling to the person she was caring about, the deceased in this period, that she loved him, and he thought that outfit was the best. He looked forward to her coming. So I learned something, and late in my life, and I'm well up in years. You know the old saying, you can't judge a book by its color, and you need to respect people as human beings and not what they're wearing.
Sunny was a child, she was carefree and wild. She hardly had a worry in the world. In her house it was clear when she looked into the mirror. Her proud girl was looking back at her. Her mama said she was precious, don't you dare forget it. She knew what her mama said was true. When Sunny was a child, she was carefree and wild. Didn't worry like some people do. It was only later on in a low rolling fog, anxiety started creeping in. She didn't tell nobody else, but when looking at herself, she felt uncomfortable in her own skin. Her mama said she was precious, don't you dare forget it. She knew what her mama said was true. And all she ever seen on her television screen, all the beauty queens make her feel not good enough, not good enough. Sometimes your eyes, they tell you lies. Sometimes you see more with them closed than when they're open wide. Close your eyes and open your heart. Started getting off the ground. Sunny was dancing with Wendy and Frances, moving and grooving to the sound. And then in walks Earl. He's alone in the world, looking for a girl he could ask out. Sizing up the place, searching for a pretty face, checking everybody up and down. He's not interested in Sunny, she's intelligent and funny, but some belly fat is showing through her clothes. He's ridden off Wendy, she seems real friendly, she's got a pretty prominent nose. He likes the way she dances, but he doesn't flirt with Frances, she's got a little acne on her face. And all he's ever seen on a television screen are the beauty queens. No one else is good enough, not good enough. Sometimes your eyes, they tell you lies. Sometimes you see more with them closed than when they're open wide. Close your eyes and open your heart. At the door, when upon the dance floor sprang a vision that took his breath away. He stared in her direction, her flawless complexion, a goddess, a dream girl, a babe. He says your eyes are like diamonds, your hair is like a river, your body is so slender and sublime. Of all the women in the room, I've got eyes only for you. You and me could have a everybody's jumping, and after an uncomfortable delay, she got all up in his face, put him in his place. Here's what the dream girl had to say. Sometimes your eyes, they tell you lies. Sometimes you see more with them closed than when they're open wide. Close your eyes and open your heart.
And there you have it. Kind of a cool song, that last one, wasn't it? You know, that's one of our local guys here. Very close. He lives in the Bay Area. Adrian West tours quite a bit around here. It's called Close Your Eyes. And before that, we heard Unpretty by TLC. All right, I'm going to squeeze in that one song that we were cut off earlier, and I'm going to do it right now for you, and that is Deportee. Now, Woody Guthrie wrote this. John, I'm sorry, I was cut off. I don't know what happened there, but I couldn't find his original version of it. But so many people have done this, so I'm going to go back to my old hippie days here and listen to the Birds, and the Birds are going to do that song, Plane Wreck at Los Gatos. Here we go. That's a great version of the song, isn't it? Thoroughly enjoyed it. What obviously he couldn't do when he wrote the song, Woody Guthrie, and when the Birds sang it, they had no idea who it was. We had to do some research recently, and about 10 or 12 years ago, I think John sang that song, but in the background, he actually mentioned the names of those deportees. Well, anyways, I'm going to just play a little song in the background while I tell you the rest of this, the rest of our hour here. And that's going to be, we have a show here on Tuesdays called Jazz After Dark with Don Shore, and he explores the diverse world of jazz from boogie-woogie to ragtime to traditional, straight-ahead jazz, soul jazz, bossa nova, and more. Tuesdays at 8. For more information, go to kdrt.org, and you'll find it all on there. And did you know that I think it's the last Wednesday of every month, the fourth Wednesday of every month, from 3 to 5 p.m., the Davis Senior Center has a jazz for musicians who are proficient on their instrument and have experience playing in jazz jams. Anyone is welcome who fits in that category to play, whether you're a teenager or a baby boomer or even older. You know, it'd be a wonderful opportunity. And I think it's the second Wednesday when they have it for people who aren't quite as proficient. Alrighty, we're nearing the end of our show. In the background is Billie Jean, again, that's being played by Adrian West from the Bay Area, as I mentioned. Let's see, how much time do we have? We've got a little over... Well, I'm going to play one more song from Santana. It's an instrumental. And it's just got a nice rhythm. Like I said, it's an instrumental. And, you know, on the charts today, unlike past years, every now and then you'd hear a decent instrumental. You just don't have that anymore. So I'm going to switch over to Santana. This goes back a few years, but it's a wonderful tune. I want to thank you all for listening to KDRT 95.7 in Davis, California. I've been your host, Peter Pastore, on a show called Listening Lyrics. And I'll see you next week. I'm going to have some guests next week, a big surprise. I'm not even going to say who it is. But these people specialize more in video than radio. That's my hook for you. Here we go, Santana, Samba Pa Thai.